I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So the Grammy Awards are on Sunday. All this week is Grammy week on the Carson and Kennedy Show.
Hey.
And here's what I'm going to tell you. A lot of times you hear about the Grammy nominees and you're like, who?
Who's that?
Here are the nominees for Best New Artist. Now you have names like Lizzo, Lil Nas X, and Billie Eilish on there, right?
Yes.
So those are all three that we know.
Yes.
But the other ones, Black Pumas.
Yes.
Who?
Yep, correct.
One of my favorite bands, but who?
Yes.
Rosalia.
Yes. No.
Who?
Mm-mm.
Tank and the Bangas?
Tank and the Bangas? They slap.
Yola?
Nope.
And then Maggie Rogers. You're like, who? Well, funny story. Maggie Rogers came by our studio last summer. And we sat down with her and we did like a... It was like a 15 or 20 minute interview.
She was lovely.
She was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And we just kind of held on to the interview because like nobody knew who she was. The album hadn't come out. Mm-hmm. Like this is her song. You might have heard this one. It's called Lights On. She had a song called Alaska that was really good.
Mm-hmm.
So we saved the interview.
Yeah.
And we're like, what are we going to do with it? And then she gets nominated for a Grammy Award.
That's what we're going to do with it.
We're going to play it. So... this is the part of the interview where she talks about kind of like the getting discovered.
Yeah.
She's in school, and guess who happens to stop by her class that day? Pharrell Williams.
I studied engineering and music production at NYU, and in my senior year of college, I was in sort of a, you know, a senior level thesis class where we were just making music, and you got a bunch of studio time, and then once a week, everyone would meet and show each other some music, and it was my turn to show music during class, and I walked in and someone said, hey, put this microphone on. And I was like, okay, this is kind of weird. So I walked in and there was a full camera crew in my classroom, and I had still kind of didn't know what was going on. And then Pharrell Williams walked in the door and we were told that there was going to be a special guest for the day. And I played a song that I was working on that wasn't finished, and he reacted really strongly and really positively, and then sort of without me knowing, the video went on the internet.
We were like, hey, I did not sign a waiver.
I was just kind of like, well, it wasn't done yet. The craziest thing is that the video was put on the internet in March, and for 3 months, nothing happened.
He was emotional, though, when, in that viral video. I mean, you could see it moved him. It connected with him.
I don't know. It's a crazy moment to remember because it's loaded in my brain. And you know, it's this moment. It's not often where you have moments where you can feel your life change. But even in that moment, I'm not sure I knew. I was sort of like, okay, cool. I come from folk music and rock music. I'm sort of new to making pop music and working with synthesizers. This is great information that whatever I'm trying to do is working in some level. Like, I'll just keep working. And so 3 months go by, and the day I graduated from college, which is like June 1st or the end of May or something, the day I graduated from college, I was with my parents in the car with all my stuff heading back to the Eastern Shore of Maryland where I'm from. And I start getting all of these messages on my phone, and the video of me and Pharrell went viral the day I graduated. And suddenly I was a college graduate with a job.
And suddenly...
just like everybody else. Wait, no.
She's nominated for a Grammy Award.
Wow.
So when we had her in studio, she had just done Saturday Night Live.
Right.
And my son is obsessed with Saturday Night Live. And when he heard she
you
was...
you let him watch Saturday Night Live?
He loves that show.
I know, honey, but some of it's a little...
Well, we try and manage it as best we can. So he had a question for Maggie Rogers about SNL.
Hi, my name is Barrett, and I am 8 years old. What is it like to be on SNL in front of a million people in New York City?
Oh, my God. Only like 20 people in the audience, so...
Yeah, that's the thing is, I think so often, when I think about music, I think about creating community and bringing people together and trying to connect with people. And every performance, you're playing for the audience and all the people on the stage. You play for your bandmates, too. Mm-hmm. And for SNL, the only difference between the dress rehearsal and the final thing is that a red light on the mm-hmm. camera turns on. Yeah. But you can't feel it. Mm-hmm. It's impossible. Like, there is, and there's not a synergy to that red light. What you feel is, like, the energy in the room. But, like, I walked in there for rehearsal on that Thursday mm-hmm. and just immediately started crying. Because it's kind of in the realm of, like, dreams you don't say out loud. Things in the back of your mind were like, there's no way. I mean, Saturday Night Live. And even just the energy in that room mm-hmm. to walk in and see my band setting up on that stage is just like, you know, in the dressing room, they have all the artist portraits and they're all hung up according to when you play. My portrait is in between Paul Simon and Lil Wayne, which maybe perfectly describes me as a person, but it's just like...
That's awesome.
It's Who unbelievable.
Who was the host? The
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
So what's it like having Jonah Hill just be like, oh, hey, here's my new friend.
And our dressing rooms are next door, like really next yeah. to each other. He was so, so sweet. And he's done the show mm-hmm. five times, yeah. so he was just
yeah,
like...
Yeah, he got the five-time jacket.
Even during... Right. yeah. But even during dress rehearsal, you know, like one time I had finished running through Falling Water, and he came up to me in full, like... I had turned my back, and he tapped me on the shoulder, and mm-hmm. he came on stage, and he was in full, like, colonial dress in between skits, and he was like, that was great! Like,
what?
Like, okay, thanks! Like, Jonah Hill? Cool!
All right, again, Maggie Rogers up for Best New Artist at the Grammy Awards. Just such a wonderful spirit about her.
Such a good story, you know? Just coming from where she came from, and then, like she says, bam, I'm famous. Well, she didn't say famous, but
right,
you know what
yeah,
I mean.
Just like she had a job, is the way she explained it. She's
she
like,
just couldn't be more real when mm-hmm. you meet her. Like, there's nothing fake about her. Mm-hmm, she didn't mm-hmm. need 20 people here to do her hair. She didn't need any of that mess.
Right. Definitely go check out the album from Maggie Rogers. We got a text from the 203. The gays love Maggie Rogers, apparently. All right, last part of the interview. So she decides to go full rock star to the after party.
Yes.
I did party till very late. Mm-hmm. It was just, you know, I had so many, like I said, I lived in New York for 5 years. I went to college there, so I had so many friends around and just felt so supported with them. There was a stylist, so I was like, I'm going to do that thing where I switch outfits in the car between parties.
Yes, queen.
I was just like, I'm gonna just like check all the boxes here. So I was like, I would like three different outfits. The first one I wore a blue bedazzled cowboy hat, jeans, my like, steel-toed boots and a like gold poofy shouldered princess dress.
That's awesome.
I was just like, I'm gonna go for it.
Let's do it.
But the best part is I walked out of the car to the SNL after party, mm-hmm. which is a very special sentence. And there were all of these photographers, you know, the paparazzi mm-hmm. was outside. And I guess they're really used to people being like, oh, you know, don't take my photo.
Oh, and you're
I walked
in.
Out of the van in this like princess dress and cowboy hat and was like, I've arrived. That was just like like, just completely doing it up, and they, you know,
did they not take your picture?
They took plenty of photos, but then I was, like, still going for it, and they were like, we're good.
Maggie, we're done. Maggie, please.
Oh, did you want this?
Like, we got it. I can turn this way.
We got it. Pete's coming. We got to take pictures of Pete. Pete's here.
You are my spirit animal. That is fantastic.
Maggie, it's 10 a.m. We have a family.
Oh, my God.
We got to go.
Sun's up. Sun's out. We got to go.
We're good.
Wow.
There she is, Maggie Rogers.
What a joy.
Nominated for Best New Artist at the Grammy Awards. So when you see that name on Sunday, you're watching the awards show, you'll know a little bit more about her.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.